702.
The Newsmaker of the Day with John Perlman.
Still to come on the show, the Vodacom Bulls and Springbok wing Spoon Corsi has said that he went missing for 3 weeks because he was struggling to cope mentally with the pressures at the top level of rugby. We'll look more generally at the pressures our elite athletes face when we chat at about 20 past five to Gilly Hoffman, who is a performance coach. But right now, let's focus our attention now on those rather good GDP numbers. Is this just a thing? Or is this a thing that might lead to more good things? To talk about this, we're joined by Siobhan Redford, who's an economist at Rand Merchant Bank. Ms. Redford, welcome and thanks very much for your time. How does one assess figures, GDP figures, for a quarter? Is it possible to extract trends that may drag on for a few more quarters? Or is it really too little data to be able to do that?
That is a very difficult question. I would say that, you know, you can start expecting trends when you kind of understand what's going on and such like. But this is unfortunately not going to be one of those cases where it's the beginning of a trend. More likely that you know, what we've got to remember is that the second quarter of this year saw contraction in growth because of those very destructive floods that we saw in KZN and the Eastern Cape primarily. And so, you know, manufacturing was closed and affected. Our imports and exports were affected. Even transport of goods along a very important trade route for South Africa, that between Gauteng and the Durban port,
right,
were all affected. So it's not so much a trend, but rather a recovery.
So a recovery, nevertheless, however conditional it is, does potentially provide building blocks to do more good things from it. If you look at the sectors that led that recovery, and I'm just going on what I've got to read in front of me, agriculture, finance, transport, manufacturing, very much leading the way. Can you look for at least sectoral indications of either a recovery or perhaps something more?
I think there are definitely areas where we can see some level of recovery. You know, as you say, in terms of the sectors, one that didn't quite, kind of show up boldly, but definitely has seen an improvement was construction, which is a sector which, even before COVID, was starting to really, really struggle. The finance services sector has continues to do quite well in the third quarter despite rising interest rates is quite a positive sign and does tie in with, you know, the continued improved mortgage extension that we've seen. However, you know, we do know that your financial services sector is quite closely tied, for example, to your interest rates, and we know those have risen quite a lot this year. So, you know, that sector, which is one of our biggest sectors, is probably going to slow down a bit, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't possibly still contribute quite robustly to growth. Agriculture is so difficult to forecast. It's a surprise in the sense that we don't have any data that gives us a sense as to how agriculture is doing during, you know, monthly data tell us what's happening. We've been talking about, you know, a very robust harvest for the year, but, you know, still in the second quarter, agricultural output contracted quite dramatically.
Right.
And now we're seeing the opposite of that.
A slightly philosophical question, but you are connecting with people a lot, I would think, in many different economic sectors. However specific this particular uptick is, nevertheless, is it a mood enhancer, and can mood enhancers have material consequences and benefits?
I think you're right. It is definitely a mood enhancer. And I think that, you know, that is going to give people a slight, you know, slight kind of boost in terms of thinking, actually, maybe the economy is not as bad as we thought. I mean, compared to the Bloomberg consensus, compared to our expectations, this was a hit out of the park, which does suggest some resilience of the economy against, quite heightened load shedding. And you know, the fact that, you know, we do bounce back. I do think that, you know, the fact that we see continued growth in gross fixed capital formation, which is investment, but it's real investment on the ground. You know, these are positives for the economy. So I don't want to be a complete Debbie Downer, because yes, I do think that there are positives in that respect. And so, you know, it is going to be, I think, difficult, kind of probably a couple of quarters ahead of us with good and bad outcomes. But I do think that there are definitely, kind of areas where we can shine.
Thanks very much, Siobhan Redford, economist at Rand Merchant Bank. And again, I suppose, same question I asked at the beginning of the show. Have you had a better economic quarter, or does it simply not work like that? Give us a call on 011-883-0702. If your business is doing better, tell us why you think that is the case.